learned a lot when I was in prison. I had an educational process, a learning process. Sometimes I started thinking about some of the action that's going to be taken against me and other members of the body, and I said, I don't know why I'm not scared. But you know what I defined as being? I defined as being a people high. I defined as being high off the people. You high? I'm high. You understand what I'm saying? I'm high off the people. Sent me away to the penitentiary, and I went to the penitentiary way down in Menard, Illinois. I'm thinking, I said, well, I'm way down here in the country. I might can't hear no people. When I got to Menard, I myself, even being in the vanguard, had to get on my knees and learn from the people. I had to put my ear to the ground. And when I put my ear to the ground, I heard a beat. Hear that beat. Always hear the beat for the rest of my life. Be all right about the beat. Give me a beat now. By anybody. We're talking about we're going to make some changes in this system. We know they have our pictures, we know they're looking for us, we know they want us, but we're still saying that even though we could be in a fit, as far as this system goes, on the mountaintop, we in the Black Panther Party, because of our dedication and understanding what's in the valley, knowing that the people in the valley, knowing that we originally came from the valley, knowing that our flag is the knowing that our enemy is on the mountaintop, our friends are in the valley, we say even though it's nice to be on the mountaintop, we're going back to the valley. I be in the offices every day. I be in the streets propagandizing every day. I be working with everybody every day. I be teaching that solidarity is the thing, the end of a complete wipeout of imperialism is the thing. So if you're going to be thinking about me, that's what Bobby would be teaching. If you're going to be thinking about us, all we say is we don't, ain't no thing about going nowhere, getting killed. All we want to know is that you're doing what we'd be doing if we were here. And you got to do that. You can't do it unless you believe that you can do it. In the spirit of liberation, we understand that they want everybody in the party in jail. And we know that if we try to figure out and separate and divide who should go and who shouldn't go, we spend more time doing that for the people. So the quick solution, the speedy one, nobody goes. Because we love the people. Okay, you can put your hands down now. We say all power to all people. We say white power to white people. Brown power to brown people. Yellow power to yellow people. Black power to black people. X power to those that we left out. We say Panther power to the Vanguard Party. When you leave here, you're saying the last words on the, before you go to bed, and I say, I am a revolutionary. Make that the last word. In case you don't wake up, then somebody might believe it, and you might, you know, end up in what they call a revolutionary happy hunting ground. Say that. I am a revolutionary.
Because all these rip-offs and all these kidnaps and all these murders and all these jailers, the beat goes on. And it goes on strong. I know that. I said it before I went to jail. I'm back in the eye and I may be going again. But if I do go, if you don't say anything else, then the last thing I heard you say was that you can jail a revolutionary, but you can't jail revolution. Yeah, you can lock up a freedom fighter, but you can't lock up freedom fighters. You can run a liberator around the country, but you can't run liberation around the country. And if you do, you come up with answers that don't answer, explanations that don't explain, and conclusions that don't conclude.
At 4 o'clock on Thursday morning, December 4th, 1969, Chicago police entered Chairman Fred Hansen's apartment and killed him while he was asleep in his bed. They also killed Brother Mark Clark, defense captain of the Peoria, Illinois Black Panther Party, and wounded four other Panther brothers and sisters. Fred Hansen and Mark Clark are not the first revolutionaries to die in the struggle for freedom. 28 Panthers have been killed by police across the nation in the last year and a half. In Chicago, the week of Ho Chi Minh's death, a Panther, Larry Roberson, was killed by police. Fred Hampton spoke about the life of a revolutionary at a Ho Chi Minh memorial rally.
We feel the same way Larry Roberson felt when Larry Roberson said, "I don't care what anybody says, be it my mother, my father, my family, be it the pigs, be it other members of the Black Panther Party. I feel like hungry children should be fed, not because they have money, but for the simple reason that they're hungry." That's why Larry Roberson said. We got a thing, the Black Panther Party, that we talk about being so revolutionary, proletarian, and intoxicated that we cannot be astronomically intimidated. The way that you get so revolutionary, proletarian, and intoxicated, the way that you get high off the people, is because many people in the Black Panther Party have found a certain potion that our Minister of Health mixed up. Our Minister of Health is Dr. Feelgood, if y'all don't know it. Ron Satchel. I know y'all heard about the People's Health Clinic is going to be opening up the 28th of this month, and that People's Health Clinic is opening up because of the Dr. Feelgood. That's right. We went into the community and told the community, "What do you think about all the diseases that's running rampant in the community? All the early child deaths is running rampant in the oppressed community. What do you think about the high bills? What do you think about doctors? You think about public wealth instead of public health?" And you know what the people told us? They said, "Don't send us no doctors." Sending us up with all of those damn pills. And we will never, ever, ever cure the people's ill. Send us little Ron Satchel. Send us Dr. Feelgood from the Black Panther Party. That's what we send them. We send them Dr. Feelgood the 28th of this month. Dr. Feelgood is going to show you where it's at. Opening up that People's Health Clinic. We're not going to be charging nobody. People ain't got to fill out no questionnaires and prove who they are and prove that they're poor. We're not going to go to their house and tell them you got to show us so many rats before you get the treatment. It's not going to be anything like that. We're going to set up a situation that people will be cured because they're sick. Simple as that. A lot of you people are going to have to make a commitment. And it's not a hard commitment to make, is it? It's either Everett Davidson or Ho Chi Minh. It's either Lyndon Baines Johnson or Mao Zedong. That's not no hard commitment to make, is it? It's either Richard Nixon or Fidel Castro. And right in the city of Chicago, it's either Bobby Rush, Minister of Defense for the Black Panther Party, or Jesse L. Jackson, or faggot, my operation breadbasket.